All right. So, a bunch of poets, I guess, take other names. So, I mean, I've been introduced as Eli, but here's my new name. I am the inevitable. I am the inescapable fate of all mortal frames. I live 6 feet under and in the sky and scurry earth under the shadow of life. And I strike strife with my knife. I am the dance of maggots forfeiting my identity when I come. God chills in church and wills me not to take the devout. And since he's got some clout, I say cool G, because I know I'll see them sometime. At my pad covered in lime to prevent rotting, or so they think. Wink, wink. God saves a few, but I spew forth venom, which spreads like wildfire and engulfs. People on their knees scream to God, please, please, not me. It's time they recognize the size of my empire. It's so spectacular, it was admired by Caesar himself. Yo, when I saw him last March. And with the plucking of old, I also plant the new and meticulously place each drop of dew on beds of odorous flowers. Their infinite color combination sensations of my domain, sun or rain, it's all a part of my existence. My subsistence consists of emotion, commotion, devotion to the never-ending cycle. Put it in the rinse cycle, recycle my creativity. Cause I need an endless supply of it. Don't deny that you love it. When I say it, I mean life, cut out with my carving knife. It's all my art exposed in my galleria. Yeah, see you down there? You're a multimedia installation. Tickle all sensations with the sights of the ocean, sounds of the birds, the smell of the flowers, the taste of the melting pot, the feel of Pangea, and that's only part of my exhibition. Wait till you see the space mission. The sun is a paper mache ball infused, injected with all the energy, life, and fire you desire at unattainable distances. That's the metaphor, see? And that's only part of my exhibition. You think that's pretty neat, eh? Just hang on to your seat. Say, does anybody here want to know what comes after dying? Stop your guessing, you'll be crying if you're trying. Because it's all about enlightenment, not anger or revenge. Yo, because when you're in the afterlife, there's nothing to avenge. Sorry if you're hoping for punishment by flames, yo. Because when in the afterlife, we're equal, same, playing tide games. Those are some answers to a very uncertain world. Yo, even I, the universe, wait for some to be unfurled. Yeah.